He said, "Listen, you say you can't hear well and your back hurts. Your body won't stop reminding you of your ailing existence. Would you like to do something about it?" "This half-dead old carcass?" I said. "Sure, what?" "How about trading it in and getting something new?" It was an invitation I couldn't say no to, or yes, for that matter. There was certainly nothing simple or straightforward about it. When I had heard the man's proposal, although I wanted to dismiss it as madness, I couldn't stop considering it. All that night I was excited by an idea that was, and had been for a while, now I was forced to confront it, inevitable. This adventure started with a party I didn't want to go to. Though the late 1950s and early 1960s were supposed to be my heyday, I don't like the assault of loud music, and I have come to appreciate silence in its many varieties. I am not crazy about half-raw barbecued food either. Want to hear about my health? I don't feel particularly ill, but I am in my mid-60s. My bed is my boat across these final years. My knees and back give me a lot of pain. I have hemorrhoids, an ulcer, and cataracts. When I eat, it's not unusual for me to spit out bits of tooth as I go. My ears seem to lose focus as the day goes on, and people have to yell into me. I don't go to parties because I don't like to stand up. If I sit down, it makes it difficult for others to speak to me. Not that I am always interested in what they have to say. And if I am bored, I don't want to hang around, which might make me seem abrupt or arrogant. I have friends in worse shape. If you're lucky, you'll be hearing about them. I do like to drink, but I can do that at home. Fortunately, I'm a cheap drunk. A few glasses and I can understand Lacan. My wife Margot has been a counselor for 5 years, training now to be a therapist. She listens to people for a living in a room in the house. We have been fortunate. Each of us has always envied the other's profession. She has wanted to make from within. I need to hear from without. Our children have left home, the girl training to be a doctor and the boy working as a film editor. I guess my life has had a happy ending. When my wife, Margot, walks into a room, I want to tell her what I've been thinking, some of which I know she will attend to. Margot, though, enjoys claiming that men start to get particularly bad-tempered, pompous, and demanding in late middle age. According to her, we stop thinking that politeness matters. We forget that other people are more important than ourselves. After that, it gets worse. I'd agree that I'm not a man who has reached some kind of Buddhist plateau. I might have some virtues, such as compassion and occasional kindness. Unlike several of my friends, I've never stopped being interested in others, or in culture and politics, in the general traffic of mankind. I have wanted to be a good enough father. Despite their necessary hatred of me at times, I enjoy the kids and like their company. So far, I can say I've been a tolerable husband overall. Margot claims I've always written for fame, money, and women's affection. I would have to add that I love what I do too, and it continues to fascinate me. Through my work, I think about the world, about what matters to me and to others. Beside my numerous contradictions, I have been told, at least three different people. I am unstable too, lost in myself, envious, and constantly in need of reassurance. My wife says that I have craziness, bewildering moods, and internal disappearances I am not even aware of. I can go into the shower as one man and emerge as another, worse one. My pupils enlarge. I move around obsessively. I yell and stamp my feet. A few words of criticism, and I can bear a grudge for 3 days at a time, convinced she is plotting against me. None of this has diminished, despite years of self-analysis, therapy, and writing as healing, as some of my students used to call the attempt to make art. Nothing has cured me of myself, of the self I cling to. If you asked me, I would probably say that my problems are myself. My life is my dilemmas. I'd better enjoy them, then. I wouldn't have considered attending this party if Margot hadn't gone out to dinner with a group of women friends, and if I hadn't envied what I saw as the intimacy and urgency of their conversation, their pleasure in one another. Men can't be so direct, it seems to me.